It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A lot more Coloradans are newly eligible for COVID vaccines. After searching Facebook and putting their names on every list they could, Melanie Dubin and her husband, Gunter Legge, got appointments at a Safeway in Boulder this past Saturday.
It was strange. It was kind of anticlimactic after all of the emotions of the past year. I'm sure it'll hit me like in the next day or two, but I don't know. I did a little like happy dance when I came out of there.
It was the first weekend after every Coloradan 16 and older became eligible. Dubin says she's disappointed by how hard it can be to find appointments.
It feels like there should be something easier. All the places that I signed up to be notified, like I never got a notification. So I had to do it myself, and everybody is doing it themselves, replicating the same effort. And it's kind of infuriating, and also like millions of people are getting vaccinated, which is fantastic.
The state is expecting to receive another 400,000 vaccine doses this week. A bill to expand cannabis-based medicine in schools is moving through the state legislature. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Right now, only two school districts in Colorado allow parents and guardians to administer the cannabis-based medicine on school grounds. The bill would require school districts to write policies that would allow staff to volunteer to possess and administer it. Children with complicated medical issues like epilepsy have found relief from medicine with cannabis. Stacy Lynn is the mother of Jack Split, a student who fought to reform laws on medical cannabis use in schools. He died in 2016.
They want to do this. Nobody has to. This is voluntary, and it is going to save the lives of our children.
The bill heads to the Senate floor for further debate. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Some arts festivals that were canceled last year because of the pandemic are returning in 2021. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
This summer will bring the return of the Vail Dance Festival, which will welcome attendees at the end of July. All of the festival's events are slated to take place outdoors. Last year's artist in residence was Calvin Royal III, a principal dancer with the American Ballet Theatre. He will appear alongside Denver choreographer Cleo Parker Robinson and several performers from around the country. Robinson will present a new work to mark her company's 50th anniversary. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.